Conversations worth having, using appreciative inquiry to fuel productive and meaningful engagement. Conversations can be critical and destructive, or they can be generative and productive. This book shows how to guarantee your conversations will help people, organizations, and communities flourish. Conversations are at the core of how we interact. We all know that conversations influence us, but we rarely stop to think about how much impact they have on our well-being and our ability to thrive. This book shows how appreciative inquiry, i.e., one of the most widely used new approaches for fostering positive change for individuals, groups, organizations, and communities, can help everyone communicate better and flourish in all areas of their lives. Stavros and Torres spell out 2 practices and 5 principles to create great conversations. This is a very extensive summary of their excellent book. Sometimes the greatest adventure is simply a conversation. Amadeus Wolfe. For more information, Conversations Worth Having, Using Appreciative Inquiry to Fuel Productive and Meaningful Engagement, authors, Jackie Stavros and Sherry Torres, introduction by David L. Co-op Rider, publisher, Barrett Cooler Publishers, 2018. Click on Dutch Management Book, https://www.management.nl/book/9781523094011/conversations-having-stavros-vraagteken-affiliate-is1901english-amazon-https://amzn.to/2kwgqnb1. Introduction. When you think of conversations worth having, think of engagement, interweaving, co-creation, inspiration, respect, illumination, emergence, enriched relationships, trust, empathy, and bringing out the best. Think legacy. This book represents a breakthrough in the combined fields of appreciative inquiry and Peter Drucker, like strength-based management, positive psychology, and design thinking. To demonstrate this, think about the classical problem-solving thinking, which can be captured in the metaphor that the world is a problem to be solved, which almost automatically triggers a deficit analytic search into breakdowns, GAPSM, and root causes of failure, and places most of our attention on yesterday. We might consider instead an assumption that organizations are living systems, alive, embedded in universes of threats. So what happens when we search for the appreciable world, which is always larger than our normal appreciative capacity, one where the starting assumption is this? It is not only that we live in a universe of strengths and unlimited human imaginations, but surrounding every change situation we are a part of, whether interna LTOP system or externa LTOP system, there exists the strength combinations and innovation potentials, including conscious shift, greater than any organizational challenge or opportunity we will ever face. Complexity science describes the concept of sensitive dependence on initial conditions, which can turn tiny snowballs into mountains of avalanche. Small beginnings can have a huge consequences. So appreciative inquiry helps you seeing beyond a problem and invites you to assert that creates an empowering environment, one that has a high stress density and a prospective, future-forming power. What does that mean in conversations? As David Co-op Rider once said, we change best when we are the strongest and most positive, not when we feel the weakest, missed, negative, or helpless. Focusing on what somebody's weaknesses and how, as you do wrong, is not very effective in change processes. So, before you start a conversation, think about creating a positive framework. Imagine you work in a hospital and you have to deal with patient satisfactions. Wonder if some of the patients felt highly satisfied. If they were, why? What were their stories? What was the staff who cared for them doing that made a difference? What happens when you see the staff themselves as problems and change that in seeing their actions as possibilities? What are the questions you can ask to inspire new ways of thinking and possibilities? It helps you find out how appreciation and inquiry enhance relationships, as well as productivity and performance. The nature of our conversations determines our well-being and our capacity to thrive. 2. What kind of conversations are you having? The moment of questioning somebody in conversations is also the moment of choice, which holds the greatest leverage for effective action and positive change. Marilee Goldberg wrote, have you ever been in a great mood and having a really good day when a short interaction with somebody turned the whole thing sour? Or thought the other way around. You were having a lousy day and a simple conversation suddenly brightened your outlook. The type of conversations you have with people around you has a profound impact on your experiences, relationships and accomplishments. So what is it that creates a kind of conversations worth having? In general, conversations have two dimensions, 1, appreciative, depreciative and, 2, inquiry statement. Table 1, the nature of conversations. The nature of conversations. Inquiry-based. Statement-based. Appreciative. Conversations worth having. Affirmative conversations. Depreciative. Critical conversations. Destructive conversations. The first dimension describes the nature of our conversations as either appreciative. Adding value, or depreciative, devaluing. Adding value, can be given to a situation, person, or opportunity by sharing ideas, augmenting other people's contributions, suggesting possibilities, pointing out opportunities, responding to questions with new perspectives. Devaluing shows up in conversations when someone belittles other people's ideas, criticizes others' contributions, advocates for their own ideas without listening to others, continually points out reasons why things will not work, drives a singular focus, dominates the interactions without making room for others to speak, interrupts or cuts people off, ignores contributions and complaints. Inquiry. Based remarks are the questions that aim to generate information, reveal hidden assumptions, perspectives, or knowledge, expand awareness, make room for the emergence of possibility or opportunity, deepens understanding, or initiate change. Questions can, on the other hand, arise from a place of judgment or criticism. They are depreciative in nature. Think back to a time when you or someone else asked questions that left you feeling disempowered or critiqued. Then there are statement-based interactions. These comments can add value. Affirmative statements, when people say positive things and advocating in ways that contribute or point to important factors, or can devalue, destructive statements. We can recognize conversations worth having by their tone and direction. They are stelletje meaningful, stelletje mutually enlivening and engaging, stelletje geared to generation information, knowledge and possibility, stelletje solution or outcome focuses, stelletje uplifting and energizing. Stelletje positive, stelletje productive. Unfortunately, this is not the nature of many of the conversations we engage in day to day, nor is it the nature of most of the conversations being broadcast in the media. Over time, depreciative conversations destroy our sense of well-being and eclipse our potential to contribute. Destructive conversations often take the form of any of the following: general deficit-based narrative, blaming, disempowering, claiming authority, or otherwise minimizing the worth of others, arguing or debating, without listening to one another, bullying, commanding and controlling, strict advocacy, with no inquiry into what others are thinking. Almost the opposite is true of affirmative conversations. Punt. They center on the following: genuine, mutual, admiration, acknowledgement, feed-forward motivation, encouragement, positive advocacy. Exercise, take a few minutes and think about times you have been engaged in each of these types of conversations. Where did your conversation take you, direction, and how did you feel, tone? 3. Two simple appreciative practices. We start with a quote from William Grider, creating a positive future begins in human conversation. The simplest and most powerful investment any member of a community can make is to begin with other people as though the answers mattered. Each practice you apply can alter tone and the direction. Positive framing. A positive frame draws people in and inspires curiosity, imagination and interest. You can apply positive framing to almost any situation, conversation, evaluation process, meeting agenda, planning process, interview, or interaction. Positive framing is about intentionally shaping a conversation that invites engagement and produces positive outcomes. Table 2. How positive framing draws people in and inspires engagement. A positive frame inspires curiosity, imagination, and engagement. Our employees feel valued, and each of them collaborates with a highly productive team. I want to work there. What company is this? How do you know employees feel valued? What contributes to feeling valued? What makes them productive? How can we do more of what you do, so our employees have the same experience? Imagine what it would be like if that were the case here. Employees look forward to their quarterly performance reviews. Really? Why? What goes on in your reviews that employees like them? What would happen for my employees to look forward to these conversations? Let's plan our vacation so each of us feels it was our best vacation yet. That sounds awesome. I want to spend lots of time on the water. Does it matter what kind of water? Because I love to go to the beach. How does everyone feel about seeing a few shows? Our students thrive, regardless of whose class they are in. How is that possible? What do you mean by thrive? What do you do to help them thrive? How do you get all teachers and students on board? How can we spread this to all our schools? I want my children enrolled in your school. In our town, we're talking across all sorts of divides, racial, gender, and political. And we're finding ways we can all live together well. How did you do that? How did you get people to the table? What do you talk about? We're trying to do that, but we're bumping up against fear and resentment. How did you get beyond that? Who helped lead this? Imagine that after 5 years we could say that we've made a great strides in reducing our environmental footprint each year. I'm up for that. Where shall we start? My department has already been trying to do this. I can share what we've been doing. We may need some political changes. Anyone interested in focusing on those? How do we get people engaged and committed? What can the city management do to set a high standard? How are we going to measure success? I wonder what other cities, organizations have done. When, in a conversation, somebody starts with a problem-oriented or negative focus of attention, simply reframe the focus. Punt. This can be done with a technique called flipping. Flipping. Flipping has 3 steps. Step 1. Name it. What is the problem, complaint or the thing you don't want? Melissa is routinely late and misses her deadlines. Step 2. Flip it. What is the positive outcome, the thing you don't want? Melissa is routinely on time and meets deadlines. Step 3. Frame it. What is the positive impact if the flip were to be true? What is the desired outcome? The team has a strong sense of cohesion. Performance improves while trust, mutual respect and collaboration are solid. All these help us sustain excellence. Notice that the steps to reframing from problem to positive frame are stimulated by generative questions. Especially the move from positive opposite to a new frame. Generative questions do the following. They make room for diverse and different perspectives. How do you see it? They surface new information and knowledge. How did they manage this process at your previous plant? They stimulate creativity and innovation. What might be possible if we merge marketing and development? Generative questions focus on the best what is and what might be. The result, new ways for solving complex problems and compelling images for collective action. Table 3. Examples of generative questions. What your question can do. Examples. Elicit information, stories, ideas, and perspectives. When are a patient satisfied? How do we know that? Can you tell me more about? Allow threats to show up. How did you do that? How might each of you contribute to the success of this venture? Surface best practices and elements of success. What best practices in the industry are you familiar with? Move towards solutions or to information and data that inform possible solutions. What are the mothers of ELJ children doing? Where do we find these mothers? How can we find these mothers? Identify new ways of thinking, new possibilities, opportunities, and aspirations. As you think about thriving digital communities, what do they have what we need even to develop a thriving digital economy? Inform what you might do, the results you might want. Question from a mother to a son, what can we do that allows you to calm my sense of peace? Make room for new knowledge, creativity, and innovation. Forget completely about how I have done this in the past. If you were designing it today, what would you do? Deeper connection. How do you see it? What's important to you about this project? Strengthen relationships. Can you say more about what you mean when you say there's no opportunity for you here? What are the possible opportunities you are seeking? Engage those on the sidelines. What do you think, Elizabeth? Generate understanding. Can you say more about what you are thinking? Help me understand your perspective. As you begin playing with positive framing and generative questions, ask yourself, does what I am about to say add value? Am I fueling productivity and engagement? Am I initiating an appreciative tone? And do my questions move us in a positive direction? What you can do is to begin with positive framing and then ask generative questions, or you can start with a generative question that naturally creates a positive frame, or you can ask a generative question in the midst of a negative interaction to turn that conversation around. Try positive framing and asking generative questions wherever you can. Pay attention to outcomes. You will see that these two practices facilitate effective and efficient change for you and others in your family, organization and community. 4. What's driving your communication? Each person's life is lives as a series of conversations. Wrote Deborah Tenne. However, if we are not aware of what driving our conversations, it is much more difficult to practice positive framing and generative questions. Fortunately, David Cooperider has identified a set of explicit principles, the appreciative inquiry principles that underlie your success with the two practices. These principles can guide your awareness, strengthening your capacity for engaging in conversations worth having. The 5 principles are as follows. Constructionist principle. Understanding, interpersonal dynamics, and ultimately our social reality are created through language and in conversation. Streepje groter dan what we believe to be true is informed by and through our conversations. Advice for conversations worth having. If the way we talk together influences understanding, interpersonal dynamics, and teams, departments, and organizations, then it makes sense to hold our beliefs lightly and to ask questions and make room for both new knowledge and new meaning. Playing by this principle means, stelletje reflecting on the meaning you are bringing to an interaction. Stelletje choosing to hold your viewpoint lightly and staying open. Stelletje choosing words that allow for the creation of new meaning and understanding with others. Keep in mind, words create worlds. Simultaneity principle. Change happens the moment a question is asked or a statement is made. Streepje groter dan as words are spoken, our mind, body, and emotions react in a split second. Advice for conversations worth having. If our perceptions and experience change instantaneously in response to how we use or interpret new words and actions, then it makes sense to stay open and ask questions. Playing by this principle means, stelletje being mindful of your words, and choosing language that aligns with your intentions. Stelletje paying attention to how your words are affecting yourself and others. Stelletje asking generative questions to clarify others' people's intention behind their words, instead of simply reacting to them. Poetic principle. Every person, organization, or situation can be seen and understood from many perspectives. Streepje groter dan there is no one truth about any person, situation, or organization. Truth depends on perception and focus of attention. Advice for conversations worth having. If our beliefs and the stories we make up about people and situations influence how we understand and how we act, then it makes sense to talk about and pay attention to what's working, what's best and what's possible. Playing by this principle means, stelletje staying open and avoid judgment. Stelletje recognizing that what you are focused on is only part of the picture. Stelletje attending to possibilities, instead of delving deeply into fixing things, moments of joy, instead of ruminating on fear or worry, and sources of energy and momentum, instead of inertia, anticipatory principle, the images and thoughts we hold influence our conversation and affect our future. Streepje groter dan whatever we are anticipating, we are likely to encounter. Our expectations inform what we look for, what we see, and what we hear. Advice for conversations worth having. If our expectations influence what we see, hear, and do, then it makes sense to stay open, anticipate the best from others, and expect to be pleasantly surprised. Playing by this principle means stelletje expecting positive outcomes. Stelletje anticipating what you want instead of fearing what you don't want. Stelletje looking for the opportunity, the good, the true, and the beautiful. Positive principle, the more positive and generative the question, the more positive and long-lasting the outcome. Streepje groter dan our questions inspire images, and imagery compels action. Advice for conversations worth having, if our words and the questions we ask have a tone and direction that engender imagery, then it makes sense to ask the most generative and inspiring questions we can, and to stimulate positive images of what we want more of. What was the best thing that happened today? Playing by this principle means, stelletje asking bold, generative questions that elicit strong, affirmative images of possibility. The heart of appreciative inquiry consists of the cooperative search for the best practices in people, their organizations and the world around them. Solving tough problems from that perspective results in creative solutions, which is life-giving for people. 5. Scaling up great conversations. Imagine the potential for organizations and communities if we could have those kind of conversations with the whole system. Contrary to what Resarg would have us believe, these powerful whole systems conversations have taken place with 50, 100, even 4500 people at the same time. It is actually made possible because the appreciative inquiry are formalized in a structured process that catalyzes whole system conversations worth having. The process is called the appreciative inquiry 5-day cycle, named for its 5 phases, define, discover, dream, design and deploy. Define. In define, use positive framing to clarify the task or focus for the inquiry and to create generative questions that will be asked in this phase. Some general questions as an example are, what gives life to you now? What is a high point or peak experience in your life or work up to now? What do you value the most about yourself in your work? What do you value the most in your relationships? What do you value the most in the nature of your work? What one or two things do you want more of? Another example. Describe a high point experience working as a team in your organization. A time when you felt most alive and engaged as a member of the team. What do you value the most about yourself in your work? What do you value the most in your relationships? What do you value the most in the nature of your work? When our team is at its best, what are the core factors, our strength, that give it life, without which the center would simply not be at its best? Imagine that 3 years from now the team has improved significantly. Describe in which we work together as a team and how that has enabled the team to contribute to the organization's success. What 3 wishes do you have to strengthen our team or the organization itself? Table 4, 5 classic questions for an appreciative inquiry. The first 3 questions focus on the best of what is. Punt. What would you describe as a high point experience in your organization? What do you value most about yourself, your work and your organization? What gives life to your organization? The next question focuses on what might be, of possibilities. Imagine that it's 3 years later, and everything you ever thought possible is happening at your organization. What's going on? How have things changed? The final question helps transition to what can be. Punt. What 3 wishes do you have to enhance the health and vitality of your organization? Discover. In discover, engage first in one-to-one interviews and then in small group discussions, based on questions crafted in the define phase. The purpose of this phase is to identify the group's strengths, which is the positive core of their system, along with their purpose and possibilities for the future. In the group discussions, first share, without discussing, the highlights of your partner's answer to the questions and what stood out for you in these answers. Capture these ideas and make them visible. After everyone has shared, have a conversation as a group about key themes that emerged. Identify important values and strengths. Then, based on the important values and strengths, write a brief but focused mission statement. Dream. In Dream, create shared images of the future, present them in creative and imaginative ways, and write vision statements. Though, as if you are in this future. Keep in mind that, positive, imagery is compelling, as proven by Lesarg. And that positive effects have a positive effects. Positive framing is correlated with our capacity to thrive. Design. In Design, develop pets or prototypes for ways to move towards the group's vision, leveraging the positive core and staying focused on the mission of the group. Questions in this phase can be, how will we make this happen, at this moment, what can we design rapidly and test with our colleagues, what's the story we would like to tell about how we will do this? If we were creating a business to do only this thing, what would that business be, and what product or service would it provide? Deploy. In Deploy, further develop the pets or prototypes and adopt a learning mindset. This will help the group to move towards their desired future, and learn and adapt when moving forward by continuously engaging in worthwhile conversations. Table 5, Appreciative Inquiry 5-Day Cycle, Phases and Activities. 5-Day Cycle, Activities. Phase 1, Define. Frame the task, craft the interview guide and small group discussions, design how to implement phases 2-5. Phase 2, Discover. Engage in 1-to-1 interviews, using the guide, share and analyze the stories in small groups, identifying the positive core, opportunities, and possibilities. Phase 3, Dream. Envision the future grounded in the positive core, create shared images that ignite your sensory imagination, craft word images that align with the visual images. Phase 4, Design. Generate, how, possibilities for achieving the dream, craft possible statements, engage in rapid prototyping. Phase 5, Deploy. Craft action plans, enlist champions and commitment, take action, engage in cycles of prototyping and learning, value, not evaluate, the progress that has been made and inquire into what made it possible. So, at the end of this summary, keep in mind, as the authors of this excellent book write. Ideas, words, and actions have an impact. Punt. Be mindful how you use them in your conversations so that they have the impact you want. Conversations create images, which in turn create a blueprint for our future. Create the most positive images by asking the most generative questions. You have always many options for a conversation. Critical, destructive, affirmative and great. Make choices that generate conversations worth having. Nothing is static. Everything is dynamic and fluid. It's not about you. And it's not about the other. Rather, it's about the intersection of the two, the conversation that can change a heartbeat. We live in worlds our conversations create. David Cooperider. For more information about this book and its authors, go to www.conversationsworthhaving.today. Max Herold. June 2019.